Okay, so let's try to delve a little further into the concept that the Goyim tries to explain from the Gemara here, which is that the Talmid Chacham can sometimes get eaten by this Tanin, which the Tanin's idea is, the Tanin's avoda is to distract the Talmid Chacham from his learning by basically telling him that it's to basically distract the Talmid Chacham from his learning by basically telling him that he needs to work on his parnasa, etc. Right? So, question is. Question is, so what's the solution? So he said the solution is to be delves be eaten by the oirev, right? The serpent is eaten by the raven. What's the deal with the raven? So the Goyim says that the raven is a mashal for Emunah Shleima and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the raven was such created the raven with such a nida is gufa to be a mashal for us, for somebody or something whose total survival in the Bria is Tana HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where does the Goyim see that? He sees that in a few chazals. So let's just look over that one more time. In Yonek Vashomer Be'ervin, Shechayra is Ka'arev, B'miyata Moitzan. Where will you find Torah? The Mishanasa Achzori. Somebody that treats their children like an Oirev. Now, if you bring me the Gemara in Erevin, the So Rashi in Erevin says a fascinating thing. So how does an Oirev survive? This is an Oirev survives differently than every other animal. An Oirev survives. Says Rashi. Why is it not here? Why is it not, where are they telling me it is? Chaval on the base. Oh, here. Shchor is Ka'arev. B'miyat ha-moitzan. Where is Torah going to be found? B'mi shemashki umar v'alem le-beis ha-medrash. Rabba amar b'mi shemashki upon of Allah Ka'arev. Rabba Omar Achzori. So the Gemara says that Torah will be found by someone who's like a raven. In what sense does he have to be like a raven? So he said three pshatim. But in this pshat that it says he will be Achzori to his children, Zok Rashi, Oirev, Achzori Albanov. Libnei Oirev Asher Yikro. The pasuk that Rashi brings. Libnei Oirev Asher Yikro. Says Rashi, Vakarish Baruch Hu mezamin lehem yetushim v'nichnasin l'toich pihem. It's unbelievable. So how does this animal survive if he doesn't get any food, any nourishment from his children, from his parents, from his mother? How does a raven survive? So he says all he does is he opens his mouth. And as Rashi says, he opens his mouth, Vakarish Baruch Hu mezamin lehem yetushim, and mosquitoes come v'nichnasin l'toich pihem. And go into his mouth. So why? So then you'll ask me, so then why is the mother achzari? Says the mother's achzarius is that she doesn't feed him, but the hanhaga that the child is being dealt with is not an achzarius dikah hanhaga, because as far as the child's concerned, he's taken care of completely. So you were asking me the other day, is a Talmid Chacham supposed to be achzari to his children? No. The point is he's supposed to treat his children like an oirev, meaning to say he's supposed to train his children to know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the children will be happy because they know everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the oirev is not doing it because of emunah. The oirev is doing it because of achzarius. But the Talmid Chacham is going to do it with teras training the children in emunah. And the children will be happy, and he'll be happy, and he's kavaldik. So there's no achzarius there. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. But it's like harchev picha v'amaleu. You got to open up your mouth, though. You got to be ready to. You got to be ready to take it, to get it. Right? So the moment that you're ready to get it, then you'll get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's saying. It's a Vatika Machshava. Okay. Biter, with that kavana sapirish, and this is what it means when it says in the pasuk in Irv, mi yachin lo Irv tzeda ki yaladav el kel Yeshua, and then it says the pasuk we say every day, which now means so much more to us. It says noisin lebehema lachma, the behema gets its lechem, but how does the Irv get fed? Libnei Irv asher yikrow, the Bnei Irv will get it because they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which, by the way, I heard from Atasio once. So, the Bnei Oirev Asher Yikro. The Bnei Oirev is a creature that only gets food because they're Yikro to Hashem. They call out to Hashem. Why? Because the mother Taka doesn't feed them. Right? Now, it says here, I think it says it here also. Maybe not. Maybe that's what Matisyahu said. I remember there was a pasuk. Maybe Yitzhak was quoting this pasuk. I thought it was here, but maybe it's that pasuk. Here. Hakfirim Shoyagim. Latarif. Even kfirim, which are baby lions, shoyagim yell out latarif for their tirfa, for their what they grab. Why do they yell out? They roar. So you would think the reason they roar is because they're trying to scare the animals and it's natural. That's how they do it. No. So if the pasuk ulavakesh mekel ochlam, that's their form of tefillah. So they're also asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's not so much like the Goyin, because the Goyin is saying that, you know, that's specific to the Oirev, but it says it here too. Hakfirim shoyagim lateref ulevakesh mekel ochlam. So the kfirim, which are baby lions, I guess baby lions have a similar concept, I guess, because in the big wild out there, they could get destroyed very easily. So the only way that they could, you know, survive in the wild is, you know, is that concept.
But they're not the same thing.
No, that you see that the roar of the lion, the roar of the lion is not...
Is a tefillah.
Yeah, it's a tefillah. It's not just a natural roar, at least of the kfirm of the baby lions. Okay. What? Yeah, right. Now... so Mimela, what was so the Goyin brings it back now to the Gemara, and he's saying that the Goyin brings it back to the Gemara by saying that the Talmid Chacham, who's the frog, got eaten up by the serpent, being told that he should stop learning in order to address all of his tirdus boil mazeh. In the end, the way he will survive is by taking the lesson from the Oirev, which is the Parshavan Kober, which is to take a lesson from the Oirev, from the raven, and have his emunah. If he has proper emunah, he will not get destroyed. Okay. Meaning he won't lose out his emunah, he won't lose out his food, and he'll be able to continue learning. Now, what happened? Okay, he has emunah. Well, how does he survive? So this bird, this raven, which represents the emunah, goes to a tree. He sits on the tree breaks. No, he sits on the tree, and the tree holds him up. And he says, you see how great is the how great Kamanafish is the strength of the tree. Says a guy, Pirsh Ma'asalakash Baruch Hu. So what does he do? Mazmin loy Adam lach zika ki yisakam vizvulim. So all of a sudden he had a muna. Now what happens? He goes, the raven is the muna, and the raven brings him a tree, basically. What's the tree? The tree is the Eitz Chaim Hilam HaChazikim Ba. It's the symbol of HaChazakas HaTorah. So the tree demonstrates that HaChazakas HaTorah. And Memela, he goes and sits on the tree. V'zeo Kavanas HaPasuk V'yovoy Marasa. What does that mean? Shebo Bo'ilam Hazeh B'mazal Ra K'mezoyin Alav B'schus HaTalya B'mazal Talya. They couldn't enjoy the Mayim, which is Torah. They can't, right? In Mara, what happened? The Goyim bring a mashal. Where else do you find this concept that a tree or a wood or a branch was symbolizing this concept? Where else do you see that? So he says, you see it here. Because he came to Mara. And in Mara, it was very shvach. Meaning the Mayim, the Torah, was bitter to them. Why? Machmas doichkom, because they didn't have what to eat. So he's saying that's like this Talmud Chacham. You didn't have what to eat. So what happens? Vayorei Hashem eitz. Hashem showed him the eitz. Shumachzek haTorah. Because she never eitz chaim lachazikim ba. Ilu lalimdim loy hava. What's he quoting? Ilu never eitz chaim lachazikim ba. Loy haiz atchum lachazikim Yisrael. Meaning to say, so now the raven, which shows and discusses emuna, the raven went to the tree to bring to the Talmud Chacham a machzik that will support him in his learning. So that's the machzikibah. Hachazi, kama nafeshchela the ilna. Come, let us see how strong is the chela, the strength of the ilan. In Yonai, chazik hama godol koichai, shalakach ikdimo Yaakov avinu Moshe, bebechosam, zvulun leisachai. So then we'll see, this is the strength of the, this is the strength of the ilan. How strong is the ilan? How strong is the ilan? The Elon is stronger than the Yisachar. The Zvulun is stronger than the Yisachar. Kushalakach ikdimu Yaakov avinu umoishe bebrachos zvulun Yisachar. Sayin parshas vayichi. Sayin parshas. This is a brach in both parshas. In both parshas, Moshe and Yaakov avinu both put zvulun before Yisachar. So v'chein amu achra Hashem alkechem teleichu uvoiced b'chum v'chi afshal lidavik b'shmoi. If it's possible to nidbak in a Kadosh Baruch Hu v'in a nafesh chela, so how you nidbak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, nidbak to amidei chachamim and give them money. V'un nafesh chela who goydel tzidkasei asher yachol lichboish es yitzroi al davar gadol. So why a gibor koyach is someone that's koyfes yitzray. Gibor is mole gvura. So gvura is koyfes yitzray. What's the greatest koyfes yitzray? The greatest koyfes yitzray is giving money. To be machzik tamei chachamim, giving up of your money, and that's what we call the shemir shvius also. It's the same midah. It's a person giving up their money to be machzik the mitzvah. So here they're giving up their money to be machzik in the Torah, and that's the gibor. So kama gvura nafesh chela of the ilan. Now I see how strong the ilan is because that's the ilan of machzik Torah, and memela that's the koyach of the ilan. It's a great sushta. So this paragraph I want to go over a little bit further tomorrow. Okay.
Supporting the Torah.